How are we doing this morning? Well, a little better this morning. A little better this morning than most, well, than several of the last Mondays, or whatever the heck this day is.
Several of your players after the game made mention of the fact that all the hours you put in, that you get it at 4 o'clock in the morning, did you give yourself till like 5:30 today?
You know, my wife asked me that question this morning. I was the first person at Starbucks this morning, let me put it that way. So I left the house at 4:30 and I was in here this morning. So, but you know, I have every intention of walking out of this building today when this hopefully sun is still up. So
any updates on Murray?
No, he obviously, you know, left the game last night and then went to, you know, he's got to go through the battery of tests here. So, you know, we'll see here in the next few days, you know, with him.
I don't know if you've ever received a game ball before, but how much did that one mean given, you know, how far you kind of take to finally get the win?
Well, I mean, you know, I have gotten some game balls before, but, quite honestly, probably none more meaningful than that one. So, and I say that because, you know, of what this team has been through and how far we've had to come and how much the guys have stayed together in that locker room. So I really appreciated it last night. It was nice, but really they're the ones that deserve the, you know, the game balls and, you know, our owner and, you know, our GM and those people and all those fans that were out there last night. I mean, it's just great, you know. it was fun last night to go out to dinner and see, you know, Oakland Raider fans out there last night with a smile on their face. So it was good.
With, I think it was 5:05 to go. You had all your timeouts. It was like you were at the 43, I think it was. It was 4th and 1. And you hadn't had a lot of success on short yardage this year. You maybe could have punted them deep.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any thought to that at all, or just since the line had played well enough on that drive?
There was no thought of it at all. I mean, I felt like we needed to go for it there. You know, we did have one quick, you know, should we knock them down in there. But, you know, I felt like, you know, at that point there, we were just playing well enough up front that we were going to get the yard and, you know, and that you know, that was our best chance to win a football game right there. You know, and I kind of felt like we had some real momentum going at that point. You know, we had just in that drive, and I was looking at that this morning, I think it was like around 7 minutes, you know, somewhere around there when we got the football or something to that effect. And we had run the ball 7 times in that drive, and 6 of them were, you know, good, solid, efficient plays. So, you know, I mean, in my mind there, I was going to go for it and try to, you know, try to extend the drive there. And, you know, the thought was I had 3 timeouts, you know, and that, you know, in that situation there, I could possibly have 2 possessions.
The some of the other issues this year with short yardage have come on when you handed the ball off, but last night you went to the
skin. Yeah, we used the real big back last night. So, yeah, we did. We used Derek a little bit, you know, and to be honest, you know, it was just one of those things where we felt like we were getting enough, you know, push inside, and rather than take the ball off the line of scrimmage in that situation, let's let Derek, you know, get the thing. And we actually, you know, one of them that was breaking the action, and we had called him over. I think it might have been an injury or something. And, you know, we had called him over, and, you know, he said, I'll get it, you know. And, I mean, the line was pretty convinced. He was pretty convinced. So it was, you know, easy decision when you got guys feeling that way.
Could you envision using Marcel Reese as a tailback on that final drive, and it worked pretty well? Could you envision doing that? that in the future as well, or is that kind of a situational
thing? No, I can envision doing it. You know, I said it last night. You know, I had him involved a little bit the week before. It just never came full circle. And, you know, because we didn't have the number of attempts. And, you know, last night, you know, I felt like that was an opportunity for a big back. You know, I mean, the runs that we were going to make last night were downhill runs. They were downhill, okay, unpopular, in between the tackle, okay, runs. It needed, you know, at that point, we need, you know, I felt like Marcel could give us something. I've seen it happen. I've seen him do it before. So, you know, he's a guy that, you know, I'm, you know, really proud of, because, you know, he'll do whatever you ask him to do, you know. I mean, and he's been outstanding that way, real unselfish that way. But, you know, giving him the ball in those situations, I mean, you know, he was pretty wired up at that point, you know, and running the ball hard, so which was good to see.
Considering the way he did on that drive and Will Davis played the last couple of weeks, do you look back and think maybe you should have tried to get them involved earlier in the year, or why?
Nah, I don't ever look back. You know, I mean, Latavius played 9 plays last night. I mean, you know, I know what he did, but he played 9 plays, and, you know, unfortunately got hurt. Hey, now, he had a heck of a run. He also had the ball out one time, which we need to get corrected. Hey, so, I mean, there's plenty of things on this film here right now that we have to get corrected. The ball was on the ground 3 times at some point, and then the ball was on the ground once for them, and we didn't come up with it. So we got a lot of things to get corrected off of this film, but Latavius played 9 plays yesterday. So, you know, I mean, the plan was to play him more. No question about it, and he had things going pretty good, and you know, ran the ball hard, and he'll continue to get more snaps. But, you know, like any young player, there's a progress that you got to see, you know, before you feel like you're going to put him out there and just put him into those situations. And, you know, I've had to see that in practice, and little by little I've seen it, and this has been kind of, you know, where it's gone. So, in other words, to a point where he should be getting more snaps. So,
when you watch the film, you watch the Seal Moore Khalil Mack celebration, do you chuckle, or do you, in shock, when you see that?
No, I don't chuckle over it. No. I don't chuckle over it because, you know, I mean, I can just imagine what the headline would be today. Okay. So, you know, I don't chuckle over it. I got to try to answer this right. I want my team to play with a lot of enthusiasm, and I want them to play with a lot of passion, and those are two young players that honestly played their tails off last night. Okay? I mean, between the two of them, they just played their tails off. But, you know, we got to play smart, and we can't cost the football team in those situations. So, you know, I mean, and both of them know that. You know, they know it. It's not one of those things that, you know, I kind of seen something or overheard something like, well, a win and everybody forget. No, you can't forget about that. You got to learn from it, you know, and these are young players that have to learn, and you got to learn that those are situations. You know, we always talk about football awareness and football situations, situational football during the course of the game. That's an odd one, you know, because you usually think you're off the field on third down. Well, we just got them off the field, you know. And then all of a sudden, they're lined up on the football, and they're ready to run a play. And, you know, and you got a problem. So, you know, and I don't know who got there first, whether it was Tuck or me, or, you know, me or Tuck. But, you know, that's the way it had to happen, you know, at that point. So, but that's something that I think both players will learn from. And, you know, it's a lot easier making those corrections after a win, you know. But nonetheless, they got to be corrected.
I mean, you'll get to, obviously, you'll have something to say to them, but Woodson and Tuck have already had stuff to say to him.
Yeah, I don't know if I have to say a whole lot right now. Hey, you know, but we do always talk about, you know, at the end of games, you know, hey, these are really smart plays in the football game. You know, we'll even show plays from other teams, you know, during the course of the week. I mean, Al Saunders does a great job of that. You know, in 2 minute, you know, you'll see teams in 2 minute situations not hand the ball to the official, and then you can watch the clock go tick, 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 you know, or throw the ball to the official, and maybe the official doesn't, you know, I mean, official's not a wide receiver, he doesn't catch the ball, you know, and then tick, 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 you know, so there's a lot of things to learn from there. This is another one of those learning situations, you know. I was involved in one of those a long time ago in Cleveland. And, you know, it was a little bit different, but, well, a little bit different, but, you know, ended up hurting us, so.
Talk about some of the unsung guys that Larry's not there, they're two big tackles.
Yeah, Larry, really, you know, I mean, I can't say enough good things about Larry because he's, you know, not only has, think about where this guy was 3 weeks ago. You know, I mean, like 3 weeks ago, he was a, you know, like on the street. He wasn't on the team. And, you know, he's bounced back and, you know, come back in here and, you know, he's played 69 plays in one game. Yesterday, I think he, you know, combined plays, probably played about almost close to 70 plays, you know, in the game, you know, between special teams and what he did, you know, on defense. And he made a lot of critical tackles, you know, and I think he brings a little bit of physicalness, you know, a little bit more physicalness back there too, you know, but he made some really big plays, some open field plays, you know, that could have went for bigger plays, you know, in the game, and he showed up and did a good job there. You know, I thought there was a few guys yesterday that really, you know, did some outstanding things like that, you know, I mean, that kind of, you know, you don't really recognize it, but, you know, I mean, it was really effective, you know, and I think he was one of them, you know, without a doubt. I thought Brandon Ross was outstanding yesterday. You know, I mean, when you really look at what he did yesterday, I mean, for the amount of work he took in the slot during the week, and again, the week wasn't a fast-paced week. You know, it was a slow week that way as far as practice goes. You know, the amount of work he had to take in the slot and the way he played last night, I thought was really, really good. You know, so, I mean, he's a guy I thought did a nice job out there, you know, and I'm not talking about the Woodsons or the Tucks or the, you know, any of those people. I'm just, you know, you're talking about kind of unsung guys. You know, I thought yesterday probably Austin Howard probably played his best game yesterday, you know. So, I mean, I thought he did a really, you know, good job in the inside there. I really felt Austin during the course of that game yesterday.
Kansas City's return units were very good, and is that the one of the areas of corrections that are going on?
Absolutely, yeah. So we gotta make some corrections. We gotta make smarter plays. You know, I mean, you know, we have some guys on our team right now whose job, you know, at this point, you know, and you know, you can be in this league or you can be out of this league fast based on what you do on special teams. You know. Particularly if you're not a starter, you know. So we have some guys on this team right now whose job is to do some things on special teams, you know, and that's going to be important for us. I mean, now there's some guys there that are really doing a, you know, a tremendous job. I mean, when you watch a guy like, you know, like Nico play on special teams or like Chim play on special teams, you know, those guys really, you know, they go and they play hard, you know, in those units. They're factors in those units, but we got to get, you know, there's a couple guys we got to get a little bit more from, you know, and that could have really hurt us yesterday. You know, had we have not had the kind of night we had, you know, offensively last night, because defensively we've been playing pretty good the last couple weeks, you know, so offensively, had we not had that kind of night last night, that probably would have hurt us, you know, at the end of the whole thing. Yeah, there is. There's optimism there. I mean, again, I say that today, you know, I just, you know, went over a few of those things a little while ago, but yeah, there's optimism there. So.
The third down defense has been a huge improvement the last few weeks from where it was during the year.
Well, I think a few things. I think one of the things is that, you know, we've kind of simplified a little bit of what we're trying to ask them to do. You know, we just do it in a bunch of different ways. And, you know, so the kids are getting a pretty good grasp of that. You know, I think that we're challenging people a little bit more, you know, out there at the corner positions, you know, and in the secondary, you know, we're able to challenge guys a little bit more. And I think the pressure that we're able to get on people right now, you know, I mean, again, yesterday, you know, you watch that game, Justin Tuck yesterday, I thought, you know, he had a positive play, and I mentioned this last week, so this is 2 weeks in a row now. He had a positive play one out of every five snaps in the game yesterday. Okay, when I say a positive play, I mean like he affected something, you know. So, I mean, he either knocked the ball down, he hit the quarterback twice there at the end in that final drive. I mean, two really good rushes, you know. So, I mean, you see some of that pressure coupled with what's happening with, you know, Antonio and Khalil over there right now. You know, they're starting to work together pretty well. You know, you're getting a little bit more pressure, getting the ball out a little bit faster, and you're challenging, you're contesting some balls, and that's something that we've worked on in practice quite a bit, is contesting footballs, you know. And I think we're starting to understand a little bit better in the secondary some of the different pattern matches, you know, and really, you know, able to apply our rules that way.
How important is it for Derek Carr to have put together a game-winning drive at the end of a game like this?
I think it was really important. That's why I thought, you know, it was important that we left them in the game 2 weeks ago, you know. And you know, I think it's important that a young quarterback gets to finish off drives and finish off ball games like that and just gets in the habit, whether, you know, I mean, that's, you know, whether that ball game against, you know, San Diego at that point or whatever it was, you know, was, you know, out of hand or not out of hand, or Denver, you know, out of hand or not out of hand, you know, and he put together a drive at the end of the game like that, you know. But I think it was critical last night, you know, not, I think it was important for Derek, okay? You know, I mean, our team believes wholeheartedly in Derek Carr, and so don't I, and, you know, but I think for him, you know, to put that kind of drive together and to see, you know, I mentioned this, you know, you need the support of the people around you, you know, to make some plays for you, and to see what the line did during that period there and how we were able to rush the ball and take some of the pressure off of them, you know. But to see him make the big throw to Rivera there, that was a really good, you know, really big play for us in that drive. And then the touchdown pass, you know, I mean, first of all, it was a great route by James. But, you know, I mean, to make that throw in that situation, you know, I mean, there's just a bunch of phases working together there. There was really good protection down there at that point. He had some time for James to make the double move, and then, you know, James ran a good route. So kind of everybody working together down there, and I think that's important for a young quarterback too. So I really felt like that was a, you know, a key point for him.
I guess he said on the radio this morning that his big celebration was going to Carl's Jr.'s and getting a turkey burger after the game. Nice to have a guy that grounded as a rookie.
Yeah, no question about it, yeah. There was no fear last night, okay, that I was going to hear about Derek Carr. But, you know, he's done a nice job. And, I mean, you know, that's always a good thing, you know. And if that's the celebration, you know, and I guess I overheard that he left his uniform on a little longer than everybody else. So, you know, those are good problems. But as long as when he was eating that turkey burger, he was smiling, that's the biggest thing that matters.